Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, this is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf, and once again I have the pleasure of speaking with Steve Weissman, who's the consultant and analyst in process and content management for the Holly Group. In this podcast, we're going to discuss one of the hot topics kicking off 2012, and that's BPM in the cloud. So first of all, Steve, thanks so much for joining me once again.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Now, I've heard you've been doing a lot of training. So in this training, what are some of the opportunities and challenges that you've come across associated with using cloud-based BPM tools and platforms?
Yeah, the timing of the question is really good. Among other things, I do teach classes in BPM. I just finished this major deck of training videos for a new information certification from the Association AIM about the spin-off courses of my own to help prep for that class and for other things. And the research behind all of that and the experiences at the classes themselves have really been informative when it comes to opportunities and challenges regarding the cloud. You know, the opportunities there sound like a marketing brochure because that's really what it's about. I mean, looking to the cloud for solutions is a really good idea. It's a great way to save money, time, and effort when it comes to managing systems and administering them. You know, so that's sort of the usual pattern. The challenge, though, is still the challenge that it's always been in my mind, which is really understanding what the cloud is and what it isn't so that you can match it up with your own needs. You know, I'd like to say that that's the usual information management pattern, the way the other is the usual cloud pattern, but I still see many, many disconnects where organizations tend to think the cloud is the answer to all of their issues, when in fact they really haven't got their arms around what their issues are. So nothing really would be a great solution.
Gotcha. Now, to drill down even further, what are some of the best practices for managing BPM in the cloud? And how would you say this is very different from basically on-location BPM, standard BPM?
No, they've got to be virtually the same. And the reason I say that is because they're your business processes. They're not the cloud vendors. They're not anybody else's. They're yours. No one's going to understand them better than you do. Nobody's going to suffer the fallout from something going awry the way you will. So whether the system that's managing this is in the cloud or on the ground, I guess as you'd call it, you have to approach it the same way. You have to understand the roles and responsibilities of the people that you're trying to enable. You have to understand the business rules they need to adhere to, which are the business rules of your organization. And you have to orchestrate the system to match all that. You know, it all sounds really easy. It's why I make a living doing training, because in practice, it's different from one organization to the next. And it really can be helpful to have sort of an outside perspective on things, if for no other reason than people like me are used to getting arrows fired at their front and backs, because the politics of it can be really daunting, shall we just say.
That makes sense. Now, how would you define the roles and responsibilities with BPM in the cloud?
Well, again, it's the same as doing it on the ground. You know, you have to understand what people you have and what do they do? What are they tasked with doing? What do you want them maybe to be doing? Do you want them to do other things? So allowing them to get their usual jobs done more effectively allows them time for that. Do the jobs need to be assigned to individuals, or can they be parsed out according to the roles those individuals play? For instance, like at a help desk or a customer service organization, the calls come in and whoever's free is who gets the next call, because that's done very much by function rather than individual. There are responsibilities to the organization. And, you know, at some point here, if you don't bring it up, I will. We need to talk a little bit about governance. There is also an added wrinkle, though, when you're talking about things in the cloud, and that has to do with managing the relationship with the cloud service provider. It's a little bit different than dealing with your own IT group. Even though the issues may be the same, the fact that they're not under your direct control can sometimes present situations that need to be dealt with differently, because you can't necessarily just issue an order to your provider the way you would your IT director. Does that make any sense?
Definitely. Now, how about policies? What types of policies do you think you need to enforce?
Well, you know, and here's where we sort of get into the world of governance. I often put policies and governance together as a topic, because one relies on the other.
That makes sense, sure.
And in fact, part of the training course I'm developing right now, I'm actually wrestling with that very thing about how to chunk this up into bite-sized bits. Because it can be quite overwhelming, and it's hard to separate the threads. Fundamentally, for me, this is all about protecting and securing both systems and data. You know, you were, especially in the cloud, the privacy issues surrounding the movement of data become all that much more acute. The enforcement of the policies of who gets access to systems under what circumstance, how much of that system, how much of that data, is it allowed to leave the organization or not? If the answer is no, it has to stay in-house, well, does that make the cloud service provider part of your in-house operation? It does. But it's not really your in-house operation, so there's an extra wrinkle there too. So if there's a security breach at the cloud provider, you have a policy that says we have taken certain steps to ensure that that can't happen, and here's what happens if it does. Well, they're not you. So who's ultimately responsible? So things like that get a little bit trickier when you're talking about using the cloud. But the fundamental need for policy is identical. So part of what we're wrestling with here is how to do what you need to do, but somehow have it take effect for things beyond your own borders.
That certainly makes sense. Now, we're at the beginning of 2012, so let's look ahead. What do you see ahead for 2012 for the BPM in the cloud?
Unfortunately, I think we're going to continue to see a lot of hype and a lot of misunderstanding. What I'd like to see happen, and I actually do think we're headed in this direction, some of the questions I get during my classwork get a little bit sharper each and every time, is understanding really what is meant by the cloud and how to look at different quote-unquote cloud offerings to determine which ones really are and which ones aren't. And I mean that more technologically than anything else. In other words, the service provider that you're talking to, is their technology really architected for what we think of as a cloud application? Do they have virtualization or do they have individual servers dedicated to your task? Is it just simple time sharing? I mean, all of these things get painted with the cloud brush, but in fact, if you're talking about any scale, the differences can be quite dramatic in terms of what kind of performance you receive. And as some of these organizations grow, what kind of attention you receive. So I'm hoping people get a little bit more savvy about this and push aside all the hype surrounding, oh, it's the cloud, oh, it's cheap, oh, it's fast, and really look at it as the critical part of your operation that it really is. I don't know if we're going to see a lot of that. I suspect we'll see some more of that, and I encourage everybody listening to really sit down and ask those hard questions. And if anybody wants to float me an email and ask a question or use me as a sounding board, I think this is really important. One of the reasons I do what I do is because I hate to see people spin their wheels or worse, spend money in ways that they really oughtn't.
Yeah. Great to hear, too. This is eBizQ's Peter Schultz speaking with Steve Weissman of the Holly Group. Excellent information, Stephen. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.